doesn't have blind sight.
About 10 people are gathered in a meeting room in the Wellfleet Public Library. They're mostly middle-aged, and all the attendees are white, including me.
I don't know.
Panchita Peterson is standing in the center of the circle. She's in her late 70s, but has the energy of someone much younger. She's busy handing out the article the group's about to read.
It's yours, so underline it.
Panchita's the only black person in the room. But she says it's been like that for most of her life, especially here on Cape Cod. Today at the library, she's leading a book group about racial justice.
I don't know that most white people are aware of all the hatred and bad attitude they have.
Panchita's been teaching people about race and racism for decades now. It all started when her youngest was in kindergarten in Wellfleet, and a kid on the playground called her the N-word. That time, Panchita swallowed her anger. But when it happened again, a few years later, she decided that things had to change, so she took classes to become a diversity specialist, and she went on to educate teachers across the Cape on race issues. Panchita went back to school when she was in her 50s to get a master's degree in education, with an emphasis in diversity. She spent her entire adult life exposing the subtleties of racism to white people on the Cape. This book club that she started last year is just her latest project.
Well then, let's come back now to the story of the lions in Little Rock.
The book group meets twice a month. Today they're reading a young adult novel called The Lions of Little Rock. It's a story about school integration in Little Rock, Arkansas.
White person of privilege who was clueless.
The story isn't all that different from Panchita's own experiences in America when her family immigrated here in the 1950s.
Oh, gosh. Well, remember, I came from a country in which the police were black, the judges were black. So I wasn't used to everybody being white.
Her family moved from Kingston to Boston when she was 16. She was one of only three people of color in her high school.
And I went to UMass, and it was pretty much the same thing. It was so few of us. That was a shock, being outnumbered to such a degree.
That took a toll on her in college.
And I think that's where I had my first breakdown. I didn't realize how lonely it was. Oh my gosh, it was awful.
Panchita told me about all the ways white people made her feel like she didn't belong. Like how men in cars would follow her when she walked home from school, or how people refused to help her in department stores, and how in restaurants they would seat her in the back, near the kitchen. And these aren't things that happened decades ago or in the South. They're ongoing, and they happen right here on the Cape.
The rule is that I should not respond to that either. If you abuse me in any way, I should not respond because then I'd be being thin-skinned and pulling out the race card.
And these affronts aren't the only things that Panchita has to deal with. There are real life and death consequences for her family. There's a conversation that a lot of black mothers have with their sons when they reach a certain age.
You have to let your children know their lives will depend on their behavior. And I would say, you're not going to be loved outside and treated outside the way you're loved in here.
Panchita has three sons and a daughter. And even though they're grown, she says she fears for their safety every time she lets them out the door. Most people in the group will never share this feeling. But today, they're talking about it. The group is going over a scene in the Lions of Little Rock, where a white teenage boy bombs a black church. Instead of going to jail, he's sent to the Marines.
If it had been a black boy, he would have gone to jail. Yeah. Or dead, or shot, or worse. So.
Panchita says members of the book group are often shocked by what they read.
One time we read a book and the woman came in and she came in with the book and she said, I am so mad. I am so mad. Why didn't they teach me about this when I was... Yeah, the books we read are shocking secrets that they did not include in our learning.
In her 60s, Panchita wanted to retire like anyone else, but she realized this work was never going to be finished. And today, at almost 80 years old, she's still teaching people the basics. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Rebecca Nolan in Wellfleet.